Okay, it's MC Lil J Rap on Tap podcast, show number 10. Our song today is called Blue Eyes. You guys are enjoying our intro music. I want to say to all of our listeners, hola, mi gentes. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Glad to have you back, or first time listeners, glad to have you. This is the show where we look at MC Lil J rap lyrics, that's me, MC Lil J, and explore a dialogue about their relevance or meaning. Every song tells a story or takes us on a journey, so stick around to get the message as we share some laughs and shed some light. Okay, so listeners, hello. I can't wait to share this song with you today, but we have some great guests. We have Caitlin and Nick. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Oh, we are excited.
We're
great.
We're ready. We're excited.
Okay, it's going to be good. Before we get into it, and I'm going to ask you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit more, but let's take like a 5-second quiet time. I like to just get everyone in the right, like let's all be centered here, be here now really quickly. So let's just have a quiet time for just 3 seconds. Okay. Hopefully that didn't feel too long. Okay, so I love you guys already. We just met 2 weeks ago. And do you guys want to share the story of how we met? Like, it's kind of a funny story, or do you want me to tell?
You go ahead.
I'll start, but then someone has to take over. Okay.
Okay.
So we were at the 5-6 Music Fest. There was a gallery event, and it was at my mom's place of work. And I brought Nick because I was like, this is so cool. I love poster art. I knew he would love it too. We just love going to like cool events like that, I guess.
Totally.
So we were there, we looked at the art, and we were kind of like at the end of the night. I don't think we saw you before this.
No, I don't think so.
So then we're in the kitchen, we're all talking, and then Julia was like to Nick, like, that's such a cool shirt.
Like, yeah, she loved my shirt. And then like she started like talking about my shirt, and then like people just kind of started like surrounding us, and sure enough Joey Lala came up. Shout out Joey Lala.
Right.
And
but we all just like talking about, I don't know, it just got us to talking about like pattern and art, I guess, or why we were here.
Well, and it was really cool because Nick was like, what poster did you get? And I was like, oh, they only have one. No one got this. And he's like, no, I have the same one. I was like, I don't know how many posters were sold that night, but like it might have only been two. And it was like me and you buying the same one.
I know. And she was like, no, I have the only one. I was like, shut up. Like, I got the same exact poster as her. So we were like, this is crazy. Love you already.
And it was meaningful to both of you, exactly, in a different way.
Yeah. We both had a pretty cool story. So for our listeners, it was like a cool kind of reddish orange poster, but it said, I've got everything I need, which is, I guess, a lyric from a song. I'm forgetting now who it was. Urban Cowboy, maybe, is the name of the song. I did go back and listen to it. It's a pretty decent song, and I feel like the poster really picks up on the vibe of the song, so that's cool. I need to frame mine and put it up somewhere.
Yeah, mine's just more of a, like, I just loved it. It was the Chicago skyline and like a robot kind of person walking through it. And I just thought it was so cool because I'm actually moving to Minneapolis in like a few days. I'm moving back because I go to school there. And so I was like, this would be perfect to put in my new apartment because it'll just like remind me every day, you know, like, I got everything I need, like, you know, a good mantra, and just like remind me of home too. So like it was really meaningful to me too. So I thought that was really cool that we both loved it, but found completely different meaning. So
yeah. Okay, good. So you guys have really good energy. It was fun talking to you. And immediately, of course, I was like, you have to be on my podcast. I think someone actually told you, oh, this girl has a podcast. Like maybe someone had mentioned that I had a podcast. I can't remember.
But we were like, oh my God.
Yeah, maybe I told you guys. I
bring on duos and we're like, Oh, well, you just found like the duo of the century.
The duo of the century. Okay. And we have got a great song. So the song today is called Blue Eyes. And it's more Blue Eyes, like sad. Oh, and you're wearing your blue. Yes.
I really didn't even do that on purpose. I swear to God. That's
perfect.
So
cool. Perfect.
That's actually really weird. Sorry to interrupt.
Keep going. Do either of you guys have actual blue eyes?
I do.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So this aspect in each of us.
Come on
it's
now.
Definitely, there's multiple meanings to this, but I like I think it has definitely a vibe of like blue eyes. Also, it's kind of raining today here. So it's a little like a sad song day. Most of my songs are very like upbeat and uplifting. And this song is also very uplifting, but it's definitely like a breakup song. Okay. So to give a little bit of background on this song, because I have been writing these lyrics since 2008. This was one of the earlier songs that I wrote. And just for my listeners, we eventually will get to the newer songs, but I'm like starting kind of at the beginning. And so that's just the way it's gone. But usually I do not, my listeners know I don't usually edit a lot. Like I usually write it down. That was my original inspiration. Write it down. I just kind of am like a instrument. Like I write it down and I'm like, there's the song. On this one, I actually completely wrote it on like a scratch piece of paper and then completely scratched all of it and rewrote it 100%. So that's like very different from what I would usually do. And this song is done like to the beat of the song Emotion by Destiny's Child. Do you guys know that song?
I feel like I've heard that before. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have. I didn't know about this song. She apparently did it when her grandma died. But I found out later after I had done this that it's actually originally by the Bee Gees. Okay, which I love the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
And so they have this song Emotion as well. And I'm a little concerned that if I play it, they're going to flag it as a copyright. Mm-hmm. So I'm planning to play the song with me rapping over it, but I'm going to also sing it at some point because if they cut, we might have to cut that part depending on copyright. But the way it's done is actually me like singing over the Destiny's Child, like Beyonce. So it's kind of like Beyonce is like my backup singer.
That's so cool.
No, I love Destiny's
if you can kind of picture that. And it's kind of a slow song. And it's like a sad song that she's saying like, where are you now? Tears on my pillow. I'm looking at these lyrics here. Wherever you go, I'll cry me a river that leads to your ocean. Okay. This is like her vibe. Like she's like in the words of a broken heart, emotions taking me over. I'm there at your side. Where are you now? Okay. What I wanted to do was make a breakup song that is like inspiring. Okay. I wanted to like flip the script and be like, what if when people broke up, we were actually like it was somehow we were just grateful for the experience and we could like move on in a healthy way. Sometimes people have like done us wrong and we hate them, whatever, but that happens too. But try to just kind of flip the script. And, you know, I think we talked a little bit the other night, like I'm really motivated by, like inspiring things, like not necessarily God, but just the universe, the bigger picture, positive energy. And I wanted to bring that to like a breakup situation. Okay. So that's what this song is about. And you guys, I said, what song would you guys want to, what's like your vibe? And you were, what do you guys say?
We led with Ari, of course.
Right. Okay.
We also were saying how we're like, we're really like deep people. We like we were talking like
we yeah, like meaning like in something, yeah. But also yeah, like we feel like there's I don't know. I feel like there's a force sometimes.
Yeah, we're always talking about how like with Julia, we're like the universe brought her here. We kind of mm-hmm. like We almost use it as a joke, but I feel like both of us, like, deep down, actually, we're like, oh my God, it's so true. Like, we're so, everything in our life feels so, like, guided by something and everything like that. So,
yes. It's a comforting feeling to feel that way, I think. Rather than just, like, why is all this stuff happening to me? I don't even know. You know, my life sucks. And, like, so, yeah, this is, and I think this song lends that to that because it's a positive breakup song. So I've done this a couple of different ways on the show. Usually what I do is go through the lyrics. And then at the end, closer to the end, I play the song. You guys tell me, I'm going to let you pick today. Would you rather hear the song at the beginning or go over the lyrics and then hear how it came together as a song?
When you put it that way, the way you said the second one.
Okay, so go through the lyrics first.
I don't know, because I can't tell if I want to hear the tempo of the song.
Yeah, right. And like, or just even sound of it. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm going to sing you a little bit of the tempo and then we'll go.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to play it at the end. And like I said, I'm going to sing it too, because we might have to cut one of them out. I don't know. Like, usually with these copyright things, like, they know instantly if they're flagging it or not. So what we'll have to do is try to, like, upload it. If it gets flagged, we'll have to re-edit it, cut out the song, and then just have me singing it. So hopefully that doesn't happen. This is why, actually, here's a good time to make an announcement. I am actually getting some musicians together, I guess that you would call a band. And we're going to remake these songs and put them to music in hopes, I guess, to be working towards some type of, like, performance options or recording options that are not over current songs, because you most of my stuff is, like, sampled, and so I can't use it. But that is, like, the direction that things seem to be heading, like, rather quickly. So I'm actually super excited right now for where I'm at.
Well, cheers to that.
Hey, cheers to that. Awesome. Yay.
In the world.
All right. So here's the first, I was going to sing you the beat a little bit. It goes like this. It's Beyonce's beautiful voice. Okay. And it's, like, slow, like, and she's got, like, a snap, and she's like, her song goes like this. It's over and done. The heartache lives on inside. I don't have a great voice like Beyonce. And who is the one you're clinging to instead of me tonight? Okay, so it's like that. Like, it's kind of slow. It's kind of vibey. She's got, like, this definite beat in the background, which is why I was attracted to it. Okay. All right. Okay, so it goes like this. I'm going to just read it, though, so that you guys can try to just hear the words and not be caught up in the singing. So my version goes like this. This is Blue Eyes. It's over. Is it really over? I still need you. I still love you. We had such good times. The memories are still fresh in my mind. Things end badly. Things end well. Hold on to the heaven. Let go of the hell.
I love that.
I love it.
Yay. Great. Okay. And I think it's very, like, it's like setting the tone. It's like, okay, we have a breakup, but, like, what's our takeaway, you know?
Yeah.
And even in that, like, it's, everyone kind of relates to that too. Like, there's always stages where, like, you don't know if you're on good terms. You don't know if you're going to be on bad, but I mean, at the end of the, I don't know where the rest of the song is going, but at the end of the day, it's like, you want to still have, like, a positive connection with someone, I feel like.
Right. But you shared time together. You shared, you know, events and, adventures. So, okay.
For both of us, we're both, like, really positive people too. So it's like, it kind of almost, like, not hurts us, but it's hard when you, like, try to, like, attach yourself to, like, the good things that someone has done for you, or, like, the times that you've had with them, because you're just like a positive person, because then it's like harder to get over and stuff.
Right, so, to move on.
Yeah, it's like, want to hold on to that heaven.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, wait, can I ask you guys a personal question? I should have asked you this before we started. Are you guys a couple?
No.
You're just friends. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't. Okay. Did you say besties?
Besties.
Okay. So I actually thought this would be perfect for you guys because of that you're both so positive and like, you know, forward thinking. Because since this is kind of a tougher song, I thought you guys, if you know, I didn't want to do it with anybody who might be like, wow, you're really bumming me out, you know? But I knew you guys would be like, okay, let's try to look at the positive side of it.
Yeah. Well, then there you go. You were right.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so here's the next verse. God moved you right out of my life. Things are different now, but at the time it was right. I'm so sorry for myself that I can't have what I want back, but I'm not crying. I'm keeping the faith. God's got me in the right time, got me in the right place.
All right, there you go. Another universe. Like, yeah. Like everything happens for a reason.
I'm right here where I'm supposed to be for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I mean, we don't know why things happen, but it seems like they usually when I look back, I'm like, that was probably for the best, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so the quicker I feel like I can get to that, the like happier I'm going to be, you know, like the faster I can get to like, it's actually okay. You know,
I really believe that too. Like at the end of the day, when you look at things that happened in the past, you realize you might not have been where you are right now because of that happening. So I really do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. And if you're like looking back, I feel like you're always like progressing. You're always getting better. So it's like, you may want something that you used to have, but it's like, then you have to go back and like be that person too, where it's like, you're better than that already. So you like shouldn't stoop back down.
Right. Okay. Good. Good point. Yeah. Why go back? You know, like, yeah. Okay. So here's the chorus. And this chorus is like probably like the cornerstone of my entire philosophy. Okay. So this is like the thing that I believe. And I love it so much that it's actually the chorus in two of my songs.
Yeah.
But it's like a little different in each of them. But this is like what I believe about relationships. This is what I believe about what I'm doing with music. This is what I believe about like everything. I think it just applies. Right. So here it is.
Enlighten us.
Enlighten. Okay. This is it. Okay. God's given me everything I need to overcome, to succeed. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be. I will wait. I will believe. I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be.
I love that. That's amazing.
It's good, right?
That reminds me of like the poster so much, right at the beginning. Like you were like, God's giving me everything I need, which is exactly like what the poster said. So you already know I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just something so interesting. I feel like me and Caitlin were talking about this, how we like certain songs that it's like when you're like singing along, you're like manifesting it at the same time. You're like, it's like such a good positive mantra. Like we were literally just talking about that.
Yeah.
And that is like a perfect example of that. Like you're just like sending out positive vibes and like reminding yourself by singing a song.
Yeah, you're right. And I heard once that we believe more of what we hear ourselves say. So it is important for us to have that, you know, say positive things, because when other people say them, we don't believe them as much. But if it comes out of our mouth, we're like more likely to believe it. So we kind of can like trick ourselves into like believing certain things by saying them out loud, you know. I think I like this too, because I say, I will not take more than I receive. It's kind of a play on words, because it's like, I won't take more than I receive. Well, it seems like, duh, you can't take more than you receive. But I feel like that's what we're always, a lot of us trying to do, like get more than we're being given. And like you were saying, Caitlin, like, or you guys were both saying, in the past, maybe you weren't in the right place to like receive a certain thing at the time. But if you're like trying to get it, it's like, it's not going to work. So just like only take what you're actually given, you know?
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
I was literally just saying that to someone the other day. I was like talking about an instance in my life. And I said, I don't feel like I could have progressed or gotten anything unless I took that part away or like left that place.
Wow. So you can see it in retrospect, you know. How long ago was that incident that you were referring to?
It was like recent.
Okay, so good. So you're like seeing it pretty quickly then.
Yeah.
Good. Good. That's awesome. Okay, so here's the next two verses. How long have you been gone now? The times we had still bring me joy somehow. Go find the star that leads you. Let God's will keep our hearts true. And I'm going to be happy for you because that's what God wants us to do. Okay. And then it goes on. And I'm keeping the good memories as a gift, not bringing me down, giving me a lift. The fact of the matter is that human things end. Only God's love's eternal. Why you want to pretend? So my hope springs eternal that my heart will stay full no matter where you or I go.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's interesting because the thing or like the word that keeps like coming to my head is like very like faithful in a way. And it's interesting because that's like, has like a dual meaning of like, you're faithful to this person because of like all the good times you've had and everything. And just, you know, that's like how humans are when you have a connection. But then with like, bringing the God into it. And so there's like just a strong sense of just faith all around in the song, mm-hmm. which is really interesting because it is like a breakup song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. I know it definitely, I feel like, and my listeners know when I'm talking about God, it's not like God or like old man or whatever, or a church. It's like the universe. I mean, you guys know it's like something bigger than all of us, you know, that is out there. So yeah, the faith is just believing for the best, you know? I don't know. And just kind of, I like how I'm saying human things end. Like that's just a fact, but I'm gonna not bringing me down, giving me a lift, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when we get to know someone and we have those good times, I don't know. It's like having a dog. Like when you get your dog, like, we know the dog might die before we do, you know, but like, we're okay with it. And like, I don't know, maybe we could approach relationships in a similar way. Like this might not be forever, but like, we're just going to enjoy it. And when it's over, we're going to be like happy for each other, you know?
I really like that. That's so interesting. That brought it into like such a like real level.
I agree.
I didn't even like,
cause there's like some people that are so focused on an end result that they don't enjoy it. And I am not one of those type of people. Like I like to enjoy it and like see it blossom and kind of see it progress. And so I like lost my train of thought, but
I love what you're saying though. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like a perfect example of that. Like,
yeah,
either right. Look at it one way or another.
Yeah.
So my songs have like an anthem quality that I like to add even to my breakup songs. And this is my only breakup song. And this isn't about a personal breakup of mine. This was just like a kind of taking all my life experiences and just kind of being like, you know, sometimes we go different directions, even with like a friendship, like it doesn't even have to be a romantic relationship or whatever. But so after those two verses is then the chorus again. And then I come back on with this like anthem part and I go like kind of boldly, God's word is like a shield across my chest. He promises his children they will always be blessed. On God, lead me on my path. I will look forward. I won't look back. Because I believe that you're always looking out, I will keep believing for the best. That's being devout.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. I like that.
Devout. I mean, devout is like a strong word that you consider to be like, I don't know, like the dark ages, like knights and shit. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? But like,
yeah, it brings in that, like, again, it's like that strong, like faith. I don't know. Devout and faith, like, have a really strong connection for me. So I feel like it's just like, yeah, like it's a very like profound, like higher power song, which I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And I love this part. When I say on God, lead me on my path, I love the imagery there because it's almost like I'm giving like God or whatever, the universe, like a command, which is like not what you usually think you're doing, but I'm like feeling, I don't know. Like I'm like on God, lead me on my path. Like I'm like, let's go, you know, like, I don't know, but like, not like I'm the boss, but I'm like willing. You know, I guess it's just like willingness.
I feel like, yeah, with change, like that's something that I've really come to know is like, you have to be the one to like drive it. Like no one else is going to do it for you. And if you're not fully like committed and like willing, like you said, and like actually the one pushing it forward, like you're never going to like progress. And that's like something about how you're talking. Like you're always like healing. Mm-hmm. You're always like changing. You have to be the one that's like guiding that in a direction, in the right one at that. So
yeah,
like, it's like an empowering song.
It's empower. Yes, that is this song. That's why I felt like it had an Ariana feel, like it's got a little love story theme.
Yeah.
But it's like empowering. I mean, even Ariana at some of her harder times, she's like a powerful bitch, you know, like she's like,
yeah.
That's great.
She's, I feel like it also plays into like what you were saying with hearing yourself say it. I feel like the more you hear yourself and picture yourself doing something and doing well is when you can take advantage of that most in your life.
Yeah, like envisioning it and like manifesting it by believing it, you know, affirmations, like all that stuff. Yeah. Exactly. It's real. Okay. And then after that, I go back into the chorus, like a different version of it, where I just say, I will wait, I will believe, I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be. So it's the same thing again, but like just more pronounced.
Yeah,
I like it. I, like you were just saying, I feel like that like sounds like an affirmation, like,
yeah,
it has, yeah, like the tempo of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play the song for you guys so that you've heard it. And then hopefully our listeners will get to hear it too. Okay. It's going to play now. It's over. Is it really over? I still need you. I still love you. We had such good times. The memories are still fresh in my mind. Things end badly, things end well. Hold on to the heaven, let go of the hell. God moved you right out of my life. Things are different now, but at the time it was right. I'm so sorry for myself that I can't have what I want back. But I'm not crying, I'm keeping the faith. God got me in the right time, got me in the right place.
See me fall apart. In the words of a broken heart, it's just
God's given me everything I need to overcome, to succeed. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be. I will wait, I will believe, I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, he will lead me to the place where I should be.
Nobody left in this world.
had still bring me joy somehow. Go find that star that leads you. Let God's will keep our hearts true. And I'm gonna be happy for you, cause that's what God wants us to do. And I'm keeping the good memories as a gift, not bringing me down, giving me a lift. The fact of the matter is that human things end. Only God's love's eternal, why you wanna pretend? So my hope springs eternal that my heart will stay full, no matter where you or I go. God's given me everything I need to overcome, to succeed. When the time is right, He will lead me to the place where I should be. I will wait, I will believe, I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, He will lead me to the place where I should be. Shield across my chest. He promises His children they will always be blessed. On God, lead me on my path. I will look forward, I won't look back. Because I believe that You're always looking out, I will keep believing for the best. That's being deep out.
You'll never see me fall apart. The words of a broken heart is just
deep. I will wait, I will believe, I will not take more than I receive. When the time is right, He will lead me to the place where I should be.
Yay. Oh, thanks. Applause. So my singing has improved a lot since 2008. And that was like kind of a rough cut, but I think that song sounds good. I think it's like a neat song and like you get the point, right?
Oh yeah. And I think the tempo, like even at the end, especially, it just like sets the song in and kind of like it, the lyrics are so clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lyrics are clear. I feel like they could be a little more with a flow. Like I could do it a little less like staccato. Mm-hmm. I was not like, I'm a rapper. I was like, I'm a lyricist. So I'm more of like a writer than a performer, but I'm getting there. I'm like getting ready.
Yeah. But I also like when I heard it versus like, like your style of like performing it is definitely different than your writing, I feel like. Cause when I was hearing it written, I feel like you, when you performed it, I could hear like the more of the emotion in your voice rather than what you were writing. Cause that was like more up for interpretation, I feel like. Whereas that, I could like really tell you were like getting it out and like, you know, not like an angry vibe, but like it needed to be said, like, mm-hmm.
It's strong. Yeah, it's filled with emotions. I mean, the song is called Emotion. So it's an emotional song. I mean, my song's called Blue Eyes, but Destiny Child and Bee Gees, it's called Emotion. Yeah, it's like very, it's strong. It's powerful. So it's like sad, but it's like got this hope message, a message of hope, I guess, is what I would say.
Hope for yourself too, which I feel mm-hmm. like is important, because really you're the one that has to like inspire yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to say too, you guys, I actually made a video for this song. I do not actually have access to it because I made it on like, this was, I mean, 2008 doesn't seem that long ago, but there was not like, you couldn't make a video on your phone. And so I used this thing that was called a flip camera. Have you ever heard? Not like a flip phone. It was like a little thing that like flipped out. I don't even know where it is right now or where this footage is, but I like, my husband actually helped me with this. God love him, because he's not really like, it's so cool that you're a performer. Like,
yeah,
that's not really like his angle on this, But he did film it for me. And it's me. I don't know why I thought this summed up the song, but it's me in this like Juicy Couture. Do you guys remember Juicy Couture?
Yeah, tracksuit.
It was a robe. Okay. It's like this white terry robe with like ruffles. And it's like so cute. And I was like super skinny wearing this robe and I had on sunglasses and I was, get this, in the shower with the shower going. I don't know why I thought this would be like,
it's very like Beyonce tour-esque.
Exactly.
That's yeah. Like I'm in the shower, I'm getting wet, but I'm in the robe with the sunglasses singing the song. The sunglasses. What I didn't realize is that like once it started, I was wet.
No, it took a while.
Your robe was like sopping.
She had to film it like multiple different days. Her hair is like always different. She's like, what?
Yeah, so like we had to like kind of stop because I was like, so I don't know. Someday,
how we find that?
What?
So how are we gonna find that?
I don't know. I don't even know where that flip camera is or how to get the footage off of the flip camera. But like someday, I think that will be released as part of my like Patreon or something. Yeah.
I hope we make the Patreon. Yeah.
Oh my god, so funny. This song just gives me like a gorgeous vibe. I feel it's so powerful. It's got that anthem feel. It's a breakup, it's a song of hope. Anything else that you guys want to add at the end? Any other, like, how do you think other people, like, do you feel like people would hear this and like be like, oh, cool? Or would it be like hard for most people to really grasp it?
I think if you've been in a position of breaking up with someone or even, yeah, as you were saying earlier, a friendship or just like a close relationship, you can relate to that and like find meaning in any of those lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like it would, to me, that was like one thing when I was listening to it, I was kind of like picturing like what would other people think like listening to it also, because I feel like everyone's a little different. I feel like I could like see it like coming on Pandora and someone being like, who is this? Like, like it sounds cool. So yeah, I feel like people would pick up on it. It's just like a matter of giving it to them.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I know we like listen to music a lot and like a lot of the radios and stuff just shuffle different songs and sometimes you never heard them, but I agree with what you were saying. Like I notice a song if I hear the lyrics and I'm like, wow, like that was really powerful to me. And like, that'll make me stop and be like, who is this? Like, what song is this?
Yeah. I think like people of your generation actually listen to lyrics more than previous generations. I feel like you do.
Yeah, because all the old songs, no offense, not all of them. Like some of them, like I'm going to get canceled. Or like all the old ones, they just repeat like the same thing over and over. And it's kind of like, eh. I know, like, don't get me wrong, a lot of pop songs.
I feel like a lot of older popular songs are just, they were like trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all about like, I just want to hook up or I just want to find a girl. Or like, I don't know what they're really about, but yeah, they're not like the lyrics were an afterthought, you know,
like surface level.
That's a good way to put it. Like the lyrics were an afterthought because so much was going on with sound and everyone wanted to like play with sound, which I don't blame them. It's cool. But now that we feel like we've mastered like the background or at least gotten to a more like a higher level, people are now able to focus more on the lyrics and like more of the art that's put into it rather than just like the sound being the art.
And through time, it's a lot less like taboo to kind of talk about stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. 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 People are more open to hearing it now, like something kind of profound or inspirational. Right.
Yeah. And even with the way it was like dispersed music. Like it used to be dispersed to like such a wide variety of people because like only so many things could do it, but now anyone has access to whatever music they want. So I feel like that has given rise to like so many like niche or whatever artists that like everyone can find someone to relate to them. So if someone like puts something out, they're gonna find it and like relate to it if they like, because they're just so much more able to, because it used to just be like there's only so many radios.
Yeah, there was only like one way to find music. It was like turn on the radio.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's just like with the rise of that, I feel like it becomes,
it's so available to us.
You can talk to a more specific group, which is so cool. I feel mm-hmm. like
which makes is great. It
more individual.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Well, you guys have been amazing guests. Thank you so much for coming on. And stick around a second, and I will say goodbye to you guys after we stop recording. But Caitlin, Nick, you guys were great. I'm going to let our music take us out. I hope our listeners enjoyed this episode, feel a little refreshed. As always, have to say, like, subscribe, you know, look me up, all that.
Do it. Do it. Click the link.
Yeah. And what'd you say?
Pay her bills, add her Patreon.
Seriously, I'm going to be that, like, I don't know, rapper that's, like, trying to pay for my kids' college with my music. I'm like, just send it directly to the college fund.
Yeah. We'll do that. We'll link it all below.
Yeah.
College fund is opening today.
What's opening today?
College fund.
Oh, college fund. Yeah, it's opening today. So let's get that funded. And really, I just want to spread some joy. But I don't know, in this capitalist economy, you got to monetize everything. Wah, wah. So I know, boo. So we got to do that too. So here's today, I have this quote calendar. Today's quote is a favorite of mine. This is what we say. And
see, we're done.
Okay, you guys stick around for a second. I'm going to stop recording. Bye.
Bye.
Nientes, thank you for listening. See you next time. MC.
Gracias.
Thank you.